Hey everybody, it's December 22nd. Welcome to Pray Today. And often I have people imagine with me what it'll be like to go to heaven. And we meet Jesus there. And of course, every time I think about meeting Jesus, I think of I can only imagine song. And those words ring in my head so often. And I don't know how I will react. I will probably fall down in a pool of tears, but I don't know. Maybe it'll just be pure joy. I know that heaven has no tears, but I think it might have happy tears, don't you? But once you're settled in heaven, after you've met Jesus, and after the initial shock, and maybe it'll never wear off, but the initial shock is bearable, then I encourage people to think about having a conversation with Jesus, and Jesus either taking you to a place or just showing you people who are in heaven because of you. And I don't really mean because of you, but because you introduce them to him. Or maybe him showing you, giving you a glimpse of earth and showing you people who are still living on earth, who are going to spend eternity with him because of you. Now, I don't know if we're going to get to do that, but my point that I want to make today is what we do while we're here makes a difference. And there are people throughout the New Testament of the Bible who were so unlikely to share the good news of Jesus with others, so unlikely to be able in eternity to see who was in heaven because of their faithfulness. And I want you to consider that today. This isn't a competition. This isn't anything other than saying, I know the best news that's ever been told. And God can use me to help people find him. Jesus saves, we don't save, but he, remember, he calls us the light of the world. He's the light of the world, and he calls us the light of the world. He wants to use you. We all get only a certain amount of years, a certain amount of heartbeats and breaths in our life, and they all differ. But what we have in common is we get to choose how we use our time here. How wonderful would it be if you got the opportunity to see people in heaven that are there because you followed the Great Commission? Go and make disciples. Let's pray for God to give us everything that we need and for us to do our part in going to heaven when we die and taking as many people with us as we can. Let's pray. God, you call me to shine your light. And Father, it is so hard for some people hearing this to believe that you could use them in sealing someone's eternity in heaven. God, this is serious business that you have ordained all of us to do, that you have given us all the opportunity to do. Father, let us not take for granted this wonderful privilege we have to point people to you. God, I hope that we get the opportunity in heaven to see what you did in us through us. Father, not so we'll get glory, but that we can share in the joy of knowing we were used by you. And not only that we were used, but that we said yes. Lord, it's not enough for me to say I'm saved. but I'm called to go and make disciples, not because I'm a pastor, but because I'm a follower of Jesus. And that's every one of our callings. God, not with guilt, but with desire to lead people to you, Lord, in this next year. Would you open doors like you've never opened them before? Give us the words as you promise you will. And Father, we say yes, not only to you, but to taking as many people as we can with us. And we praise you for that wonderful calling that you have given us. Take away any doubt we have that you can use us, because you call us your disciples, in Jesus' name.